Rob Botterell. Website: vote.botterell.ca. Facebook: facebook.com/rob.botterell.1. Instagram: instagram.com/robotterell. Other: youtube.com/@robotterell. Political party: how long have you been a member? BC Green Party: I first became a member in 2020. As a lawyer, I had to remain neutral and apolitical. Do you live in the riding, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to the riding? I have deep roots in this riding. I was born and grew up in Victoria. For the past 20 years, I have lived in Sydney, North Saanich, and now Pender Island. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am a retired lawyer and negotiator with over 25 years of experience, with a background in finance. What do you believe is the biggest issue facing your community and why? Health, the health of our planet and ecosystems, the physical and mental health of our families and neighbors, the health of our communities, homes and infrastructure, and our governance systems. We have not taken the health of our planet and people seriously enough. We have not acted quickly or strongly enough, and we have not taken practical long-term action to reverse the impacts. We are left with heat domes, fires, 1 million people without a doctor, emergency room closures, people at risk are already unhoused, and a real sense of distrust in our systems. What actions or efforts have you taken to learn the concerns of your constituents? I have knocked on thousands of doors, made hundreds of calls, gone out on the streets to talk to voters, attended kitchen table talks hosted by supporters, and attended meet and greets across the riding. My campaign office, 104-10030 Resthaven Drive, is open 7 days a week, and we welcome calls, 778-351-1514, emails, teambotterell@bcgreens.ca, and drop-ins. I have met with locally elected officials, First Nations leaders, community groups and business representatives in order to better understand the issues. And I have spent countless hours with Elizabeth May and Adam Olson learning about the concerns of our residents. What do you want to see improved in British Columbia in 4, 8 and 20 years? In the next 4 years, I will work to eliminate $1.9 billion in fossil fuel subsidies and reallocate funds to renewable energy sources and pressing community needs. Accelerate investment in affordable housing options like co-op housing and seniors housing, and establish a fund for nonprofits with a mandate to maintain affordable rentals. Expand the community health center model to ensure everyone in our riding has access to a range of health care in a group-based setting, and access to emergency health care 24/7. Continue to provide a strong community-based constituency office. How would you go about addressing contentious issues within your riding? This is in my wheelhouse. As I have successfully done in the past, I would bring the affected people, levels of government, and organizations together. There needs to be open dialogue and transparent processes. To be successful, all stakeholders need to be at that table. I am a skilled negotiator and I know how to build consensus and move ahead with solutions that work. Would you vote against your party and leader if it were best for your constituents? Our policy platform expresses my values as well as the direction of the party. Every Green Party MLA has the freedom to vote for the best interests of their constituents. I will be guided by the values of my party in advocating for solutions that work for my community. Why do you think you are qualified to do this job? I have 25 plus years experience navigating the BC government and advocating for First Nations and local governments. I negotiated government funding on behalf of the Huaiht First Nation to implement social services. I led relentless campaigns to alert British Columbians to the impacts of Site C and ensured that the Peace Valley landowners' voice was heard. I brought together stakeholders and secured $30 million to provide a safe route into the community after the Bamfield Road accident. I led the teams that drafted legislation for a treaty government and developed BC's Freedom of Information Act. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I have dedicated much of my career to fighting for social and economic equality, healthy communities, a stable economy, and environmental protection. After I retired as a lawyer, I wanted a way to give back to my community. I've been volunteering to help residents in my riding bring their issues forward, but I wanted to do more. I have been inspired by the work that Adam Olson has done, listening and serving this community. I want to build on his legacy. The role of MLA fits perfectly with my skills, experience, and passion to serve this beautiful community. About Saanich North and the Islands. Saanich North and the Islands has a varied political past, electing MLAs from three different parties within the space of three elections. The BC Liberals controlled the riding for 22 years, until the NDP won it in 2013 in an extremely close race. 4 years later, Green candidate Adam Olson won by a comfortable 4,000 votes. He stretched that gap to almost 8,000 in 2020, capturing almost 52% of the vote. But the political landscape has changed. The BC Liberals are gone, and Olson isn't running for re-election. The candidates in Saanich North and the Islands. The candidates in this election are the Green Party's Rob Botterell, a retired lawyer and negotiator. Conservative David Bush, a lawyer and former nurse who has also run federally. Independent candidate Amy Haysom, a small business owner. New Democrat Sarah Riddell, who's worked as a civil servant. See the full list of Vancouver Island candidates here. We are posting the candidate questionnaires riding by riding. About the profiles, we asked readers what they wanted to ask candidates and used those answers to help shape our election coverage, including candidate questionnaires. The answers are presented as submitted by the candidates, edited only for length if they exceeded the word limit they were given. We did not correct grammar, spelling, or typos. See an error or something that needs to be changed? You can report it to election@timescolonist.com or use the report a typo link below.